little bit concerned about a couple things. One of the things I'm really concerned about in recent weeks is corporate sentencing. Yes, corporate sentencing is when corporations and the corporatical decide to dictate what your prison term should be. How about we have this case in point? How about we look at a few examples of this? One of the major examples of this is David Smith. Remember David Smith? He's the guy who wrote the Melissa virus. Oh, I'm sorry. I was actually not really... calling it a virus is a bit much, really. All it was an experiment to see how something would propagate. It never did any damage. You'll never hear about anyone saying, oh, my computer was destroyed by the Melissa virus. Matter of fact, think back. Can you think of anyone who said anything negative about the Melissa virus other than ISPs? No. Why? Because all it did was remail itself. That's it. That's all. Same crime as spam, okay? Fucking dude admitted it. He said he was wrong. He tried to help the law enforcement officials fight other virus writers. He did everything he could, and what did they give him? What did they kill him? Game's down to his sentencing. The fucking guy got 20 months in a federal fucking pen, okay? 20 months in jail. Let's put this in perspective. The guys, well, that's cybercrime, Sean. That's we're tracking down on cybercrime. Okay, well, fuck off, all right? The guys from Drink or Die, a Russian ware site that's been pirating wares, okay, since 93, all right? And I just cracked down on these guys after nearly a fucking decade. Got 30 months in prison. So you're telling me one guy fucked up once, made a mistake, something got out he didn't mean it to, after doing all the shit, his life has become hell, he's gone through all kinds of shit, and now he's gonna do 20 months in the pen, and a dude who's been in the game purposely hiding shit, manipulating, and stealing wares for the last 10 fucking years gets 10 more months than he does? No, that doesn't work. What that is corporate sentencing. That's what happens when corporations want to send a message out to all your internet people out there. They want you to know that, no, you can't be doing this because, well, it's evil. Look what happens. We don't even care. We just have a carte blanche scorched earth policy on anyone who we don't happen to like. It's not what you know. It's what you're licensed to know. This is fucking bullshit. Dave Smith, my heart goes out to you, man. It really does. Yeah, well, he broke the law. Fuck you, we all break the law. I speed, okay, and I'm happy about speeding, all right? And there's not a single fucking person listening to this who doesn't have illegal wares on their computer. We're all fucking criminals. He just happened to cross the line a little bit far. He never damaged anything. Oh, fuck off, Lost Revenue. Okay, if Lost Revenue was a reality, all the kids in the United States could sue the government for them not being doctors because they weren't provided with proper education. Don't feed me that line of shit. David Smith got fucked. And he got fucked by for a core political reason, and that's bullshit. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.